Siamo sicuri che lui gli pega a me. Il giorno che ti ha fatto il pisino, la mamma, la laumira, il giorno che si è lato, a glan, si vuole leggere il giorno che ti ha fatto il pisino, la mamma, la laumira, il giorno che ti ha I mean,
Other places, that
yeah,
mind, other
right.
Like these old people, what we like that can currency allow me like that.
Yeah, I know.
I like that. Like even my people come over here to our meeting, it has to be interpreted. If somebody wants to get involved with Eskimos like us, or like our elders wouldn't understand, we have to have interpreted both ways. Did that make it clear?
Yeah, but what we're saying is we're not trying to change this overnight. And we know it won't change in Deering, but
right.
At least Deering, if they're really interested in keeping their language, their history, their culture, they'll have to at least change too, along with it, because we know that Deering won't change overnight, so we'll have to be.
To tell you the truth, we did not try to change ourselves. It, what the teachers, along with that, make us change, you know, our language. Me, never changed. But the younger generation, from 40 years on down, maybe I said that before, we had party once a week to the one that doesn't talk Eskimo. That's how it started over there.
Yeah, what we're saying is that, you know, if...
Just go on, Robert.
All right, in the region, in KOTZ, or instructional television or others, tamat kuninga tap ku tamat kununa KOTZ radio station kun nakat TV tigun gok naka alla tigun inyu wek sit yung lugu pagma programat inyu pera pata naku luka yamit yugu sulivwa aglalak simano sulit Hanusak ilisima laksakay kangat inyuich inyupet nakakisupayat ilisima laksakay kangat inlopak migok radio tigun nakatelevision tigun lo ukotig ikpatrung inyupet aglugo sulit na long mira aglugo nangalataw kasi angalataw na yaktugok region no? Sulit school district aglangitnye ininya yakkirok tanna inyu pera haglyu na laumi ra haglyu inna ati sinjuwik tanne chimik asin ilokhan niksule tanne glasinduwik sule tanna angalat hak ilu sule gok mako ini sah shorot naka aglas lewit pirak shorot inyu pera lekunitot tak nagok sibut mutin lewit sibut muktin na lewit suli ikayok lewit kinya payang ikayok one tak na ika sumik ikayok di sakakome utok kanangu kisi yumin naka nutong ngamini ikayok tinaya sirigok tablo mga Sulit aglak tonun naka ilisot niya ang negomin kanok sumik ilisak sa kaitangan mik inyupet ilisot niya ito taman nagok taman kopyok nakok sila ang lugupyok inilaglugo In your pen, in your soul, Tamat kunua, tak nak cium nuwa. Itu sorang di matu tamna, matu muna ukan ditiun aglan laksima.
The next page is this one we just went over is for school kids and little kids. Now we're talking about people who are out of high school. Programs should be developed to help those out of school to learn, relearn, and improve their Inupiaq language skills. In the village, elders must insist that learners be treated with respect and not blamed or laughed at for not learning the language as children. Village spirit programs should pick out teachers and other resources to teach Inupiaq to non-speakers and to teach reading and writing to those who can speak Inupiaq.
Sulit nunaki na migok, mako makunua ag high school lani kuting, grade school lani kuting lupi ronun, tamat kunua ini cuktonun, sulit naka ini yaulugo ini peralak pesuktonun, naka ini pen hanuk, ame ini perayun si yugoni pesuktonun, nunaki na migok. Mako ilipsi tak naguk picuk sangko tigil lugo naka itna iglo tigil suwak nagi naka tak nakote nubwa ilin renyak sutin itna suwak nagi jok tupik pating ilisote lo tang lugi tupik pating nakuna yaktok sule manna ilipsi Village Spirit Program or Lakni Nyekangan Nunakirani Ag Tatna Nalunak Livugok Kisunik Iliso Viksanik Tamat Kunungi Nyupera Lechonun Naka Kanushaktahama Aglak Iliyugo Tamat Kunungi
In the region, when we get our community college going again, we should have college level courses in Inupiaq language heritage and teacher training offered. There's some of that already, and it's being done maybe in different dialect, like Barrow dialect or something in University of Alaska. And what we're saying is that we shouldn't stop in just a high school, we should do it in college too, so our kids can learn it and teach it. Then they can be the teachers. And also the ones who are teachers now who are not in college, like the teachers' aides who are trying to get a degree, they can take that too. There's one missing there that I'm going to add right here, and this is a recommendation that school teachers made here, and this is that if we're serious about this, then the organizations in the region should do something about this too, like Nana and Maniliak and the school district where we got lots of people working in our offices and stuff. We should take time every day or maybe a few times a week to, on the job, for our people to learn Inupiaq. Like maybe half an hour a day or maybe an hour three times a week or something like this, so people like me can learn to Inupiaq. That's something new.
As what is our college level, is it just an opposite? Is there speaking English or like in a pathway?
What we're saying.
College level courses in Inupiaq language heritage. And teacher training should be developed as an offered.
Is it sending to out there or
look back?
No, that's here in the region in our community college is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And that what we're saying is that eventually all of us have to, if our Inupiaq language is going to be strong, we have to learn to read it and write it so that we can use it all the time. And in order to do that, the people who teach that have to have degrees. And we're not saying they don't have to. Our teachers' aides have to learn to be teachers, and they're going to have to be certified sometime. And we have to have a program for teaching them that. And this is what we're talking about, that our college programs be developed for that.
That's why I like to ask. No, nobody else ask. Somebody have to ask to make the rest of the class understand. Thank you.
I'll just go down the line now, Robert.
Yeah. Yeah.
Teaching materials for adult beginners should be developed and made available. This could include radio and television programs. Some of this is already being started. Rachel's crew up here is developing a adult beginning course, just like for kids, only for adults. And we just think that it's good and should be continued. New school district employees should be required to take a conversational Inupiaq course. That's what that one is for, because we think they should learn something about it. New ways to revive language ability or to teach a new language to adults should be investigated and used, especially at the community college. There are most of the ways that we know how to teach languages are only our old way for Inupiaq. And in other places in the country and in the world, they've learned better ways or different ways for teaching older people other languages, and that's what this is about. We should try to look for those kinds of things.
Johnny, this conversational is what I have to, I'm not.
Well, all that means is just talking.
Just talking.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, Nalal means when they come in here, they should be able to ask you direction.
We have to ask.
They got to be, they should be able to ask you where the Hulvik is or something, you know.
Right.
At least that much in Inupiaq. Because every time we go someplace else, they make us do that. You know? And what we're saying is that they should be able to do that here, too. Young adults should be informed by regional institutions about career opportunities based on knowledge of language and the culture. High school students should be told how programs to get needed skills in language teaching and materials development where there is a real manpower shortage. I'm not going to go over the English version of these and try to make you understand them. Robert can do that in Inupiaq.
Wona region me wone khoti kanga pinyani pinya college me kinyani aulakni ro tu wone tamat ko gok ta na chit inyupe kun inyupe ra le kun na kha inyupe khanok ichu tin la nga tiun ta ta na sak makununga inyiso rinya tonun teacher sanu na me pikpan nalu na agliwo ta na sigok pikpan nalu na nya jaktok sule According in Laka, Tabrumunga, India Tikrak, Makogok, Sabakton, Manejamina, Nanamina, Pisumita, Hamad Sabakton, Tamatko, Tugok, Yupera, La Hamid, Mikiura, Migunin, 1 hour, 1 week, Minaka, 3 times a week, Napikpata, Yupera, Tunkangasin, Yatinglo, Ukatnasin, Yatinglo, Tikanatin, Tamna, India Tigil Langu, Tabrumunga, according in Laka. Sule Kanok makununga utuk kau hoting ini nyak tonon ini peran hermik dengan magok sumik aglamik naka kanucemik ini sotik sangat nik o tanah sabaka hoting naka ating na ini cipta nakitnya pinjami ini lalu ni ini sotik sangat nik ikat nunggu naku nayak toh sulit radio tigun lu naka television program kun lu tanah ini sahut tak makununga ini utuk kagawan itu onan ang malum ni sulit makununga nutanun sabak sabak tonun sabak tonun tanah suligo tanah ang magisirok ame ino kagoting tanah si yang liksangat tigun tanah Inyupera likun inyisa liksanga tamat koptok Naunokun sekapsil luwit tirukso wis no Sule Kanusik tahama inyisa sangat naku luk luku Innekpan pakeagal luku Manna inyupera likut Sekotigil luku Kanu ini so video talik sangat tentang nasi gu pakai gelu gu pisu gu pisa suwaluk wani college ni temanna hati waktu lu gu sulit temat ko ini gu nik si marot tak neguk ini si mapcak luwit mana kanut cimik ini sakwing mik ini nekpan tamat kununga tamat ko ang mati luwit hati ini nyupera likun sulit matumuna ini nyupet ini tukufretikun tak tamna ilunis sulit
That includes any jobs, like, you know, when we hire here for Nana, Robert, we like to get somebody that can speak in Yupat if we can, because they have to deal with the villages. And so that's any kind of jobs in the region where it helps somebody to be able to know about the culture or about the language.
Sabaktonun makunani organization ni sinyak sagumin abunga nunakiranun tamanna sekutin lugu ini simaraksangan ni lugu inyupet kanok niune kallo kanok sile kope lalutin sinyak sangan ni tamna inyak simayo sule makunungu high school students nunguk pakma ukotigilu tamanna tamna program tamat kununga you are saying that there's a real shortage on manpower, on teaching skills where people are not skilled to teach these material development or something. What does that cover?
Well, right now the language is being taught by Inupiaq people who in the schools who are not really never really learned how to do it right. And for that kind of teaching, we need teachers who have been trained. And there are very few. The ones we're using now are kids who have gone to college at Fairbanks, and they've learned there. And they're the best ones we got. So instead of using them for teachers, we got to use them for material development. So that's all they're doing instead of teaching. And what we need is not only them there, but teachers too. And we should let people know that, you know, we need them. Because if we do what we're saying here, You're going to need teachers in every grade through college. And there's nobody for them right now. Plus the people that have to develop the material for the teachers to use.
Yeah,
I understand now.
Yeah.
Like if we have to teach our young generation, we have to start from the time they start talking, you know, or anybody that's interested in learning how to talk in about culture or language. The little kids, they can learn faster than us.
Yeah, but when they come to school, high school age, I mean, we should encourage them
that's
that.
That is almost too late.
That's right.
No, you misunderstand. What we're saying is that the high school students should be told that we need Inupiaq teachers, and they should get that training if they want to. That's all we're saying.
They have, but they don't have no interest in it.
Well, we're supposed to develop that interest.
Yeah, we have to try. I agree with that.
Now, the next one has to do with the Inupiaq Language Commission. I'll go through that, too. We set one up here, I say we because I wasn't involved in it, but they thought it was necessary and they set it up with the best people we had, our own Inupiaq people, plus other people like the Bible translators and people like that that know something about Inupiaq, to try to, instead of doing it wrong, to do it right and then figure out what the needs are, because they've been arguing for I don't know how many years about what Inupiaq they should teach, what kind of typewriter they should use, how to write the letters, all this kind of thing for a long time. And they figured that we need somebody there that could, some group of people who are interested in the language, and they ought to set the rules for how things should be taught so that we won't have all kinds of different things, just one way, so everybody knows the same thing. So they set up this language commission, and what we're saying here is that they are the ones that should have the job of setting the language policy for the region, and since it's the people who are really, really care about that, and they should be doing it instead of leaving it up to a teacher or something like that, one teacher here and one teacher there, we should let this commission do that. And it's already set up and everything. The only problem they've had is no money to get together because some of them live in different villages. And so in the village, the members of the Language Commission should let the elders know who they are and get help from the elders in setting up the language programs in the village. And in the region, the school district, because they're the ones that are going to need this kind of expertise the most, they should support the meetings. They should call the meetings and pay for their fare, and then use the people they've got working on the language to support to do the work for the commission. The other one says that the other regional organizations such as Nana's Museum and Manila should help the commission to get funds to do that job too.
And Johnny, we have to be just like Columbus, you know, he discovered America. Everybody learned how to talk English. Indians learned how to talk English. So we have to do the same thing, learn one language. Is that what this council is here for? Understand each other's?
No, they're just supposed to help us so we do it right. Well, they're supposed to, part of their job is to preserve those dialects too, so that because they're important. We're not going to pick just one dialect and everybody learn.
Right.
They're going to make sure that the dialects for that village are taught, not just one dialect. But they're similar enough where we can still have the same kind of control. And what they've tried to do on that commission is get somebody from each different dialect on that commission, so so they'll protect their dialect. So that's already done.
Process, so many denominations, so what color they are, they speak one language, English, and but Eskimos are different. No. So many dialects.
No, English is the same. English has more dialects than Eskimo.
Then you think there should be a teacher to show the younger generation one dialect?
Well,
like in a bit now, like you and I can say, no, I'm not, no, I'm not. That's the same thing.
Sure, but you ought to be, you and I ought to be able to read it and get the same meaning from it.
No, but them guys, they don't read what.
I know, but we're going to learn to someday. Maybe not you and I, but somebody will.
Okay, darling.
At the Language Commission, going to the next page, at the regular Language Commission meetings, planning for and evaluation of programs should be a part of the agenda. And that's just to tell them that the Language Commission should look at language programs when they have their meetings. And then the last thing on there is that the local media, KOTZ, instructional television, newsletters, newspapers, should report on the activities of the Language Commission, so everybody will know what they're doing.
Language Commission school district gungok tamanna ta nasak akili sokol ni pet ilingisa akili sokol khatin nak mun katin manna yang met pata ilingi school gum district gum akili sokol gi tamat ko ta nasak tule ilingisa sabak tin nu support ta kitin lego tule tamanna Tamatko, Tamatim Commission Mun Imarot, Adlak Region, Me Organization Murot, Museum Naha Manila, Tamatko Gok, Ikayong Naro Isok, Tamatuma, Ipera Akong Pinsanani, Adlak Tikinyaman, Adlak Tikinyapata, Ikayuto Ni Rao Pinyok, Sipulisi, Tamatko, Wuwakin Nung Imarjala Kogland, Ikayok tisiyan ng pata, tahama, ubogo tutukan na nito. Ikayuto na ako ta, silukso ang isilu, tamato mo, inipera ka naman. Suli, sumik, kanojimik, tapko, napenyak pata. Dito, Language Commission nito, KOTJ kun, naka, television mani I television kun instruction television kun naka newspaper tigun taman nagok reform uluni kanok sabok tilangat tatko Language Commission tigya sigibu tatna napu na yako.
Anybody have any problems with any of that? I think that language stuff is pretty straightforward, and I got no recommendation. I think the people who worked on it know what they were talking about, and we know that knowledge of our language is important value, and this is the work that they did to try to get it going. Okay, the last part then of that on page 8 there, if you'll notice. When we started off, with those basic principles, 7 of them. And throughout this whole thing, we're covering those principles in one way or another. Well, some of the ones that we didn't cover are covered in this last little section. And basically it just tells what they are, and you know, our understanding of the universe there and our land. And then it just makes a few statements that kind of fit into those things. By developing as strong and self-disciplined as adults, we will ensure ourselves of future leaders who can use the Western system to promote the survival of the Inupiaq spirit. That's saying that if we successful at what we're doing with our program, our kids will grow up to be good, strong people who can lead our people and work in the Nalalmi systems for the survival of our people. By promoting the survival of the Inupiaq spirit through our village and regional programs, we will also promote the survival of a full and meaningful life for our people on our land. The whole idea of this whole thing is to live better on our land here, in our villages, and our program should do that. By retaining and teaching our traditional skills, we can develop economic opportunities for our people that are compatible with a lifestyle close to the land. We can't live totally like other Nalalmis. We can't, we don't want to. We want to be able to hunt and fish and do these kinds of things too. So by starting to teach these skills, we can help ourselves live off of the land. And the last thing I think tells us why. By staying close to the land, we will stay close to God. Probably states more than, you know, that the land is a symbol of our spirit. This probably states it better. That people who live off the country are better people. I don't care who they are. The closer they are, the more they stay out, they just think different. They're better. Out in the country, you get a different look at how the world is. You don't close yourself in a building. You don't look at just few people. You look at something bigger, and it affects your thinking. And those people who don't get a chance like that, they hurt. When things get too tough for me, that's what I do, because I have to live in boardrooms like this or on airplanes or meetings. So every once in a while, I can't stand it no more. I go to Ivik and walk around out there a little bit, and it makes a difference. And I can tell the difference in the Nalalmis from what they do. Just the way they act, I can tell if they go out in the country once in a while. Those people who walk on cement all the time, they think different than those people who go out on a farm or something. They really do. They're the ones who can, even if they, you know, who can take their shoes off and walk on the ground barefooted, are usually better than the ones who keep their shoes on even. It's just that way. Somehow when you start covering up the land, you start covering up the way you feel about other people, and you act like you don't care anymore if you don't get close to the land. And with our people, I think that's the real important part of it. So that's the end of it, Robert.
Can I have order before this session is closed? I thank Johnny, Robert, and Billy for representing our Nana region. I thank them. And I hope everybody else thank them. What sits here, the seven items here, anybody wants to know, it covers.
Johnny will answer. Anybody want to add on in one of these items? Now what I think, like I think Johnny, Robert, and Billy, and the board members, all that's going to be real hard for me.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Tamna, that na, tapko underline no lakshi mayo duwa. Tamna abrumnga ukoti ge ni kapti ni ikoper. So sumigyo inille ni gupta tamna sangisil ni gu sule inyumnik so viksal lao tanik pinyang ni gupta tamra aku ukoti ge ni gupta matko Tak nanti ni gok penyerok tak ubah gut, sabah karena itu gut waktu nun pun juga agak kurang lebih tanggiranik si bunda kita punik tercium kisunik teman nak nalar mit ini profil lo naha mana lo ubah gut begini naik takut tak nai lo karnik sabar buluit Atin, mana ubahut? Tak olah ni je tak pun nak pelulu ni. Sule, tak nak sebenarnya aglain macam kain juga. Tak nak aglain makit tatik sahkan macam kita ni rumah. Spirit in your back, spirit program. Nunakirat ini, naka ubani regional. Program gurone tamat gogok ubagut na ini matun kayo solowit ubagut ini pengen ngosakput ini nasok ubagutari ini unayakasput lo naka ini sabut matimanin kayo katin ne dahama ini pengen ngutin lamin ne ini simatnik matun ilo ne Sule kanuk itu si bulleta ini sorde sunek mat pada kanuk ini juga inyuna seperti itu tamat kenuna kanuk supaya hati gun ubah gunjuk ini tak harga sih itu sama na ini lagu kisah ni ubah gun inyuna begini kisah ni makro inyuna Nunam, anak anggalat dua ratus lalu, seperti itu pun nak adlang muncul tu, nunam tak nak ulik sangat itu, bagu kang si manak tu, anuset mana nunak terhambat, inyunai abis petang nak anis lukup tiba terhambat, anuset inyunai law terlik sampun mana, sahna. Kami macam naga juga tinggal di kisah orang na, ibarat kau lagi cukup tinggal mana ini orang.
Robert, there's one thing I'd like to know. When we get back home, how often do we have to have meeting with the younger generation or
however you want to do it, Gilbert. You want to do it quite often. It all depends on how you and Beth and Dale feel about it.
I was here at the first meeting. That's why I know what's the plan.
Well, each program has to be developed in your own village for your own people, whatever they want. Like, as a minimum, most villages start off with something once a month. That's how they start. That's how they start. But as soon as they get going, they find that that's not enough. And the ones that got programs start every week, they have program. Separate one for men, separate one for women, and every once in a while they get together.
Now talk about survival and in effect culture way.
What you do, is you get the rest of your old elders over there in Deering,
yes,
and you get them together and you say, what are we going to do?
Yeah, that's what I want to hear. Like, in front of these guys, Maybe they've heard it before, but I want them to hear too.
Well, what we'll do, if you want us to, we'll send somebody over to Deering and help you get going.
You could just
You have to ask us.
Recommend what to do. I'm not asking for no help.
Well,
I'm
then,
just asking.
Yeah, because we can't go help you if you don't ask for help. And we can't put on a piece of paper and say, here, this is what Deering should do.
I just want info, that's information.
Well,
I don't want you to chart over there and back.
Guilford, we can't do it for you. We can't do it for you.
And
you have to start it yourself.
Yeah, this meeting is to tell us how to tell our younger generation to live in a fair, right?
No. What we're doing here is we're setting the policy for the program. We're saying these are the things that should be done. It doesn't say how or when.
That's how I understand it. This meeting. Now, I like arguments sometimes, but.
Right, we don't have time for arguments. We got to get
our
business
done.
How we started this guild in our village is the elders get together, and then they voted for the officers they wanted, and they chose chairman for the impact committee, and then the vice president, and then the secretary treasurer, and during that meeting you can set the day or the time for your next meeting.
Yeah, do we have to report everything what the village do?
Yeah, that's what we've been doing. Whenever we come down here, the chairman of that village reports their activities.
Right,
and
everything down and reported here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then after we have our meeting here, when we get back to our villages, in that first meeting, we report to our people what
it's gonna be kinda hard for me.
What we should
like,
what we have learned.
When you first meet, Johnny asked anybody wants to get a replacement. It's going to be real hard for me to do things like that, but
that's why I ask you if you need help.
No, John, I can report, all right, but my own language, you know, English.
Well,
but
Guilford, your people chose you for the job, and you have a responsibility to your people, and if you're having a hard time, all of us are willing to help, but you got to ask for it.
I understand that.
And we'll help you any way we can. If you want somebody that you know that the Deering people will feel good about, that all kinds of people in Nervik that could help.
That's all I want to understand is report anything what's going on at Deering.
Yeah, there's two reasons for the report. One is to tell everybody else what you're doing so they can hear you and they say, hey, that's a good program, and they'll go start it in their village. The second thing is that hopefully if you're goofing off,
second thing is
you'll say,
like,
hey,
report,
I better have something
like
to report.
I don't like to report bad things. Good things I like to report.
Well, you have to make good things happen.
Yeah. All right.
I think we should take action on these, on this.
You're doing okay,
this policy.
You're trying to understand that.
Yeah, I don't understand.
We have to make a motion on it.
You're doing your job.
His elder people, they just like me. I guess they don't understand too well the policy.
There's no way. I'm going to find somebody to
that help us.
Yeah, like I said, Johnny, Robert, and them, they're doing fine.
Yeah.
They don't do things. They might discuss each other's football, but after they talk to each other, they'll get the board members reading. Board members and talk. Right, Johnny? You and Robert discuss first and call the board members and see if it will be approved.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you need help, further help, just let me know and
right.
We can pick someone to go over if I can't go myself.
Really, he's welcome.
That's a good guy here too. Lokasi selalu disebut nak sih. Ba. Kayu dikso luting, kayu diksal khayno luting lokating aglangrut. Akili so luwich. Ni play rom ki chuwa. Ilokaw ilokata nakawa yu tu boko. Tap kuninga tu brengi rana sa opta. Sibun neru di kangit ni untuk kanap ta ubunga kadet kata kluit kapa jangit namazak kangit si kluit nalang mekun momet ka kluit ilawi kangit ni ilawi kangit ni namazak uboko aglak si kluit wasing akwak explain matik suli kangit sa